This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You say Kikuchi.
Who's that?
You say Kikuchi.
I say Kikuchi.
There you go. He's in a little bit of trouble for the first time. We'll see if he can survive this thing, but he has gone 5 innings, 6 strikeouts thus far, and he continues his dominance, looking to get his 10th time that he has started, and the Astros would be 10-0 if this lead holds since he's been traded, which is, we've talked about it. I don't know if it's the best trade because I'm not sure what everybody else did, but it's got to be right up there. But let's have our guy jump in, our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 MLB insider, Tony Gwynn Jr., who joins us. And, Tony, they clinched last night. They win the West after being 7-19 early on, 10 games back not that long ago, it seems like, of the Mariners. We had conversations. Listen, you didn't throw in the towel. You didn't you didn't say it was over like I did. But you clearly had some wonders. And I'm from you. Are you surprised that the Astros were able to actually come all the way back and win this thing rather comfortably?
I'm not surprised. I might have had questions about, you know, if they could maintain it.
Tony.
It was bleak. They didn't have the pitching at the time. The offense wasn't really clicking the way it started to. But I also said that I believe in the back of a lot of these dudes' baseball cards. And those dudes showed up. And then on top of that, the Astros do what I think has been part of the reason they've been on this run, is they find some young pitching somewhere. And the job that Blanco's done this year, Arrigetti, Brown kind of coming into his own, those things can cover up a lot. And it bought them time in a division that is was weak this year. And I think Joe Espada deserves a ton of credit because, yeah, you know, early on, you didn't know what to expect. And it's you start to miss the things that you had. But over time, I think what it came down to was him being in that organization prior to taking this job, having relationships, so that when it got tough, they knew who they had. So those guys were able to kind of keep their nose in there, and here they are, another division championship.
Tony, one of the more powerful things of this, I mean, of what the Astros have done, and this goes back to the run that they're on overall, not just this year, but, you know, you hear Brady and Belichick and all those guys in the run that they made, and they talked about it. You know, a lot of times, if you just don't beat yourself and you just allow other teams and other organizations, if you give them enough time, they're going to ultimately beat themselves. A big part of what the Astros were able to do and make the comeback and make it so quick was that the Mariners are just an organization. Yes, they're good. They got good pitching. They swing it well from time to time. But they just don't have the ability over 162 to play at a high enough level to hold on to that lead. And I don't say that to minimize what the Astros do. I say that, yeah, to acknowledge what the Astros are and what they're all about. I think this is a season where it's indicative of just that, man. The power, the staying power through 162 of the Astros is unbelievable.
It truly is. I heard no lies in what you said. I mean, yes, the Astros were able to get their stuff together and play better down the stretch. But make no mistake about it, they did it in part because Seattle basically, you know, They peed down their leg. And so, you know, when you got the big dog chasing you, what are you going to do? And in back-to-back years, it seems like the Mariners have not been able to live up to the challenge. And you're right. They got the most talented pitching staff in baseball, in my opinion. But that's all they had, and the guys they went and traded for to possibly boost his offense didn't start playing well enough until it was too late in terms of the division. Now they still got a shot at this, like an outside shot at this wild card. We'll see how it goes.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here with us, who decided to go with Pete down their leg. Could have gone with choked, collapsed, but he went for that. 713-472.
I was thinking much worse, and then I realized I was on radio. So
and we appreciate that, Tone. We appreciate it.
Punked out. 713-572-4610. What else could Tony have used instead of Pete down their leg? I would love to hear that. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can have some suggestions as well. Listen, I think one of the big things that has happened here in the last week is Justin Verlander took, and I think Clint said this earlier this week, which I thought was great, took Joe Espada, Dana Brown, off the hook. He did an interview after his last, you know, start, which was another struggle, where he gave up 8 runs and said, I completely understand if I'm not on the playoff roster. Now, I don't know if they'll do that. I would still like him in a piggyback role if you had to get there. I would still trust that. But it could have gone another way. He could have said something else that made this thing tougher. But I think it was very, very selfless of Justin Verlander to come out and say, hey, I'm not even going to put no pressure on having to deal with me. I it's an easy decision. I'm saying I should be on it.
Ron, without a doubt, man. I mean, he took the whole organization off, and he removed any distraction. You know, I mean, I think it takes a lot for a dude of his stature, yep, and who has been so good for so long to, in an interview, basically say, listen, I get it. If you don't have me on the roster, I understand. Now, I watched Joe Espada earlier this morning not commit to that at this point. I think they want to see one more start from him, but those are the type of moves that, quite frankly, the Astros have made all season long. They've made these moves that a lot of people didn't think they would make, and they've all been to the benefit of the team.
Well, what do you do, Tony, with Verlander? I mean, I remember, and maybe you or heck Tyler, I'm pretty sure, could probably remember to a T, but I remember in one of the Astros series, in a playoff series, getting down to a point, I think it was in a World Series actually, where the only guy they had to turn to was Greinke, who they thought could give them maybe 3 innings. Right? I mean, to me, there's an emergency situation out there. At the very least, there's an emergency situation out there that I've seen the Astros get in before. And if this particular team gets into one of those situations, I would love to have Verlander to lean on. I don't give a damn what he does the last month and what he does in his next start. That means surely for Verlander, there's that spot on a roster, right? Is it that cut and dry, or is it more difficult than that?
Nah, I would say that's it. Once you've been able to remove, you know, him being in the rotation, I should say him removing himself, basically, I think it opens up the door for you to be creative. And so, yeah, you can get him on there. And I think the other thing is important to remember, this is the first time that I can remember since with the new format in 2020, we didn't have it, that the
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Astros don't have a bye or aren't going to have a bye, you know, and so that's a little bit longer road. So I think you do need, and obviously you can reset your rosters, you don't have to go into each round, but still having a guy like that with his experience, I would think is a no-brainer. But, you know, again, the Astros have made some pretty cutthroat moves all year long, so I wouldn't put it past them to not go that route either.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. Tony, we probably won't talk to you again until the matchups are set. And it looks like, obviously, the Astros, they're going to be the three seed. They cannot go up or down. But they could face several different options. They could face the Royals, who are in the five seed right now. The Tigers, who, I mean, the run that they have made to catch everybody here, they're in the sixth spot right now if it ended. And then the Twins are two games behind them. And you talked about the Mariners with an outside shot as they're 2.5 out of the wild card. Which matchups, as I know you watch the league, which matchups do you think would work in the Astros' favor the most out of those teams?
I would say anybody but the Royals.
Don't say that to Ron, Tony.
Damn it. Listen, let the man speak. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, Padres just saw Detroit. And they're a much improved team. But I didn't see anything on that roster that scared me in terms of the Astros. Who was the other team outside of the Royals?
There's the Royals, the Twins, they're two back, the Tigers, and then the Mariners.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins ain't playing good baseball at all. They're nosediving right now. Yeah. And so I just look at that Royals team. They're young, and, you know, getting in is a big deal for them. And that's one of those matchups where, you know, you don't know what you're going to run into. And I think that's scarier than any of these other matchups.
Well, last time they ran into him, my hair turned blonde. So that wasn't the greatest moment for me. So there's that. All right, Tony, we appreciate you jumping on with this, man. Hey, congratulations to your Padres. A triple play to end the game, which was insane to watch last night. But I know they got in as well. So it should be a fun postseason, and we hope to talk to you throughout this postseason run.